Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let me start today's podcast with a question. Which is the higher number, if you had to guess? Americans killed by champagne corks, you know, hitting them in the face last year, or unarmed black men killed by police? You'd probably, after watching the media coverage, have to go with unarmed black men killed by police, right? It is, after all, an epidemic, the media tells us. It's systemic racism. Well, I got some news for you. More people died getting hit in the face with champagne corks last year than black men were killed by the police. That's right, 24 unfortunate victims of champagne corks compared to just 18 unfortunate victims who were black and killed by police while unarmed. You'd never know that to watch your television screen. But then I've long argued that Americans are the most manipulated people on the face of the earth, and no Americans are more manipulated than black people. What I just provided you is called context, and it changes everything. By not providing it, the media steals your history from you in real time, because that's what the news is. It's live breaking history, and they tear American society apart. And it will only get worse as more people who are black defect from the Democrat Party and vote as they did with Trump. That's what caused it to get so bad in the first place. But back to the context. I'll start with Exhibit A, our Attorney General Bill Barr in September of 2020. He was talking about police shootings of black people from 2019. The numbers are shocking because they're so low.
The narrative that that the police are on some epidemic of shooting unarmed black men is simply a false narrative. Very rare for an unarmed African American to be shot by a white police officer. There were 10 cases last year. Six of them, the suspect was attacking the police officer physically.
Dude, there were 10 cases in 2019. And in six of them, the suspect was attacking the police officer physically? So here's the media narrative, and it's a total lie. I'm going to tear it apart today on the podcast. We're doing this because the latest shooting death out of Minneapolis is being run on a loop on your television, as if it is justified to provide that amount of coverage. But I want you to use this as a general lesson in how the media manipulates you. Because once you have the actual shooting stats, well, it's jaw-dropping that anyone ever called this an epidemic. Let's back way up. You can do this yourself. My source today is going to be the Washington Post's Fatal Police Shooting Database. You can Google that and play with it yourself. It's actually kind of fun. They use FBI data. We'll do this for the most recent year we have a full year of data for, 2020. In 2020, 1,021 people in America were shot dead by police. That's a country of 310 million. We're told this epidemic of police shootings is done because of racism by white cops against black people, that white people can't understand this because it doesn't happen to them, that you have privilege because it doesn't happen to you. So let me ask you a question. If you had to guess in 2020, based on the media narrative, and I just summarized it, Were there more black people shot dead by police or white people? You'd have to go with black people. Because if this was happening to white people, it wouldn't be a story. All right. How many white people were shot dead by police total in 2020? 457. Wow, it's that high? Mm-hmm. How many black people? About half. 243. So wait, there were 457 white people shot dead by police in 2020 and 243 black people. Yes. About 44% of those shot in 2020 by police were white. 23% were black. You can check the stats yourself. They're right off, like I said, the Washington Post database. So we've just knocked down tenet number one of the epidemic of police shooting because of racism lie, that it doesn't happen to white people. Actually, it happens to them more in raw numbers. And in almost every case, whether the perp is black or white, the overwhelming majority are resisting and they're armed when they're shot. That's why they're shot. The vast majority of the time, the perp is shot because he refuses to give up the weapon upon command. And the numbers are staggering. Of the 1,021 people shot dead by police in 2020, just 55 were unarmed. 55. So let's play the game again. If you had to guess, were more unarmed black men shot in America in 2020 or unarmed white men? I'll wait. What do you think? The answer? More unarmed white men were shot in 2020 than unarmed black men. 24 unarmed white men were shot in 2020 and killed by police compared to just 18 unarmed black men. Again, more white bodies. Let me stop here and ask you a question. Can you think of the name? Can you picture the face of a black man, unarmed, who was killed by police in 2020? I can. Jacob Blake, George Floyd, the list goes on and on and on. Now, let me ask you this. Can you think of the name of a single unarmed white man killed by police in 2020? You can't, can you? I bet you'd know George Floyd's face anywhere, though. Can you think of the face? Can you picture the face of an unarmed white man or any white man killed by police in 2020? You can't, can you? This leads the American public to think this doesn't happen to white people. My liberal girlfriends give me this lecture all the time. White people just can't understand. It's racist for you not to try. It doesn't happen to us. But the fact of the matter is, the police clock more white bodies unarmed every year than they do black bodies, year after year after year. I know one. His name is Michael Culberson. You don't know his name or his face. He's from my hometown county of Greenville, where I live. He was shot over a dozen times in the back from the comfort of a SWAT van by an entire SWAT team. He wouldn't put down the gun, like so many who get shot. And they didn't give him much of a chance to. They yelled it twice, and then they blew him away on a city street in front of his grandparents' house. What had he done to deserve this? He fled a traffic stop, and there were multiple arrest warrants out for him. Wait. Multiple arrest warrants out for him? You mean like the guy who just got shot in Minneapolis? That guy? Dwayne Wright? Mm-hmm. Unlike the Dwayne Wright case, it wasn't an accident. He was running away, and yeah, he had a gun in his hand, and he refused to drop it. Was it justified? We could debate that all day long if you like. But the bottom line is, nobody cared. Nobody knows his name. Nobody knows his face. I was the only one here to even ask serious questions about it in my city. Nobody protested and nothing burned because he was white. Even the usual social justice activists around here with Black Lives Matter couldn't be bothered to turn out to protest. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden felt the need to weigh in on the Jacob Blake shooting and others that happened in 2020, but they never said a word about Michael Culberson. All of this, folks, contributes to the gross misunderstanding of this issue and the massive lie that this is both an epidemic and something that doesn't happen to anyone but black people. It's simply not true.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To create that lie, two things have to happen. A grotesque overamplification of cases in which unarmed black men are shot, and a complete blackout of cases in which white people die at the hands of police. Justified or not. Now let's keep going. Which number would you guess was higher? The number of people who died from shark attacks worldwide in 2020, or the number of unarmed black men who weren't fleeing or resisting and were killed by police in 2020? The answer? You probably already guessed it. The shark attacks. Yep. The number of people killed by sharks worldwide higher than the number of black people unarmed who were killed by police in the United States in 2020. That number isn't even double digits. It's 8. Again, my source is the Washington Post police shooting database. 8. Unarmed black men who were not fleeing in total were killed by police in 2020. Now I'll ask you again, do you think more white people who were unarmed and not fleeing were killed by police in 2020 or fewer? It's more. 13 unarmed white people who weren't fleeing were killed by police countrywide in 2020. Combine the two and you get 21 unarmed white and black men who were not fleeing killed by police in 2020. The champagne corks are still taking out more. That number, champagne cork to the face deaths? I had no idea people died that way, but apparently they do. Watch out for those champagne bottles, y'all. Yep, so anyway, the number killed by champagne corks, 24. The number of unarmed black and white men not fleeing from police, 21 deaths in 2020. Perhaps the media should run those champagne cork deaths on a loop and raise awareness. Would you call that an epidemic? Would you call it systemic? No. I had no idea anybody was being killed by champagne corks. But this is the level of the absurdity of our society. Here's another thing you'd think. That the numbers were increasing because Trump was a white supremacist and we are under attack by white supremacists. White supremacy is everywhere and cops have it the worst. Again, no. The numbers have been declining for years. That number was about 36 on average during the Obama administration. It's plummeted down to 21 now. Again, just 8 unarmed men who weren't fleeing. If the media didn't enjoy and relish covering these so much, they'd do the one thing that would get that number to 0. Tell folks that it is almost impossible to get killed by the police if you just drop your weapon when they ask and you don't flee. Of all the stupid problems we spend so much time obsessing over in America, this is among the stupidest because it's among the easiest to fix. Simply tell them, don't resist and drop your weapon. And more people will be killed by lightning strikes in America than are killed by police officers when they are unarmed and not fleeing. Speaking of lightning strikes, how many people die of lightning strikes every year in America? Do you know? I checked with the National Weather Service. The numbers aren't out for 2020 yet, but it's an average of 49 a year. So let's go back to our police shooting, which has consumed so many hours of reporting by the media. How many Americans are killed, shot and killed by the police while unarmed and not fleeing? Total, black, white, Hispanic, everybody. You ready for this? 26. Yep, almost twice as many Americans are killed by lightning every year, 49, as are killed unarmed and not fleeing by the police. Again, how many total unarmed black and white people are killed while cooperating with the police? A total of 21. Wow. So more than twice as many people are killed by lightning. Yes. Lightning is more dangerous to unarmed black people and unarmed white people than the police are. So why don't we have round-the-clock coverage of that? And if you look back at the two cases that have made such big news here lately, George Floyd and now this latest one in Minneapolis, both are freak cases. George Floyd died while he happened to have a knee on his neck in something called the unconscious chokehold. The Minneapolis Police Department had performed the knee to the neck chokehold 237 times in 5 years, according to NBC News, with no fatalities. They had used the unconscious version of the chokehold, which is in their training manual and is designed to knock you out. One of the reasons you're supposed to use it is to subdue somebody having a drug overdose, which George Floyd was. How many times had they used the unconscious chokehold in the last 5 years? 44. Everybody survived, except George Floyd. Then again, he was probably the only one with 3 times the fatal limit of fentanyl in his system, plus meth, plus Percocet at the time. A freak accident. Kind of like when you manage to shoot somebody because you meant to take your taser out and you take your gun out. Kind of stupid, but a freak accident nonetheless. We'll never be able to stop those things from happening. People die in freak circumstances in police custody. But that doesn't make it racism. And as these numbers demonstrate, it's hardly an epidemic.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yet because of the media's and the Democrat Party's pimping of this situation, race relations have plummeted in the annual Gallup poll in terms of how black and white people assess them. Our view as Americans, race relations plummet 20 percentage points. And all of it because of a massive lie. And all of it while the incidents of the police shooting of unarmed people, black, white, and Hispanic, has declined and continued to decline. Why do the media do this? Because black people have begun to flee the Democrat Party. It started under Trump, and correspondingly, so did the media's out-of-control hysteria. It was always there going into the election of Barack Obama with these shootings and killings, but it escalated in direct proportion to black people leaving the Democrat Party.
what's really driving this, like everything else, money. Money. I told you, and if you listen to this Battleground podcast, you know this. The number one issue in the 2020 election was not actually race or police brutality or racism. No, the number one issue is always what the donating elites want it to be. It was wages. Trump had raised them by an historic level, the highest single-year wage hike in all of recorded financial history. In fact, the highest wage hike, all the wage hikes combined in the previous 20 years, did not equal the wage hike Americans got in 2020. This caused panic on Wall Street. Wages are their biggest expenses. And who got the biggest wage hike of all? For a family of four, the average, this is astonishing, was 6% following those Trump tax cuts. But for black families, it was 7%. It was like an economic miracle generated by capitalism. If white working class workers and Hispanic working class workers and black working class workers voted in their economic interests and could not be divided by a wedge issue, those wages might have gone up by another 6 and 7% respectively the next year. Something had to be done. They had to divide the people, particularly the working class, and distract them from voting in their own economic interest. That's why they told this lie. Again, it's money. With Hispanics, whites, and blacks now safely divided along racial lines, they can plunder their pockets with nobody noticing, decrease their wages, and reverse everything Trump did that caused the economy to boom. It's brilliant. I wish the country would figure out what's really going on. I wish they would understand why the media tells these monstrous and at the same time preposterous lies. Because fake hate and division pays. I'll let former Attorney General Bill Barr wrap up this podcast today with an epic rant on this problem that he delivered in September of 2020.
And for the past few decades, we've been reforming our institutions to make sure they reflect our values. And the police have been engaged in that. And we shouldn't let this incident and the actions of a bad few obscure the fact that the police have made a lot of progress. Instances of the shooting of black unarmed males has been dropping. It was 38 5 years ago. Last year it was 10 in the nation. And six of those were involved in attacking the police officer at the time they were shot. So while any death is too many, the fact is that in proportion, it's relatively small. I mean, there are 8,000, roughly 8,000 homicides of African Americans in our country every year. 8,000, 10 last year were due to forced by the shooting an unarmed black male. So we have to keep that in perspective. And we also have to keep in perspective that the police forces are much more diverse. The leadership of the police is much more diverse. They are committed to reform.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.